At 8:22, this is KERA News. I'm Justin Martin. Residents continue to comb through the wreckage left behind by tornadoes that tore through East Texas Saturday night. Four people are dead, two are unaccounted for, and 1,200 people are still without power. The National Weather Service confirmed that four tornadoes hit parts of Henderson and Raines counties. The most severe damage was reported in Van Zandt County near Canton. Crews are out today to survey any additional tornadoes. Stella Chavez spent Sunday in and around Canton, about an hour east of Dallas.
18-year-old Kason Cole was at his friend's trailer when they heard the rain and lightning. He says they didn't think the tornado would be as bad as it was, so they decided to go for a drive. He was in one car, his friend in another.
And it's sprinkling a little bit, and then like in the matter of like probably 30 seconds, it just gets gray because of how hard the rain's coming down, and we're watching the trees in front of us. They're hitting the road, then coming back up.
His friend tried to swerve out of the way and ended up in the ditch. The storm was getting worse. Cole and his friend were terrified.
We didn't know what to do, and then the trees just, they're falling down and stuff. So we put it in reverse, and we're starting to back up. Then we hear this loud sound, and a tree had fallen behind us. So we're like trapped right in there in this little like gap.
When they finally got out of their cars, the road had flooded. The water was up to their waist. He knew they shouldn't have been there. But he's also glad they didn't stay at his friend's place. It was demolished. The tornadoes that ripped through Van Zandt County tossed cars and trucks at a dealership off Interstate 20, uprooted trees, and mangled metal. Governor Greg Abbott estimated 5,000 addresses were affected. Next door, units at My Storage Place in Canton were torn apart, leaving mattresses, clothes, toys, and a lone propane tank sitting out. Paige Redding was there cleaning out her unit.
I have a lot of water damage in mine. As you can see, my Andy Warhols are ruined, but that's okay.
Her friend David Milbauer was taken aback by the tornado's power.
I was really just impressed and in awe that so much nature could cause so much destruction and yet still leave so much behind.
One of the first things he noticed when he walked up to the storage facilities, sitting in the middle of the pavement, a perfectly intact light bulb. Stella Chavez, KERA News.
Though it hasn't been scientifically proven as beneficial, many try to fit in 10,000 steps a day to stay in shape. However, a new study finds 15,000 steps might be better. In today's Vital Signs, Sam Baker talked about this with Kim Hemmick, a physical therapist with Parkland Hospital System.
Our jobs nowadays, compared to back even just 20 years ago, is more sedentary. We're not moving as much. So I think they're trying to get people to be able to move more and sit less.
Well, I get the idea that you want people to get up and move, but 15,000 steps sounds like a bit much.
It is. Really, I mean, stretching. I don't think it's realistic to get there unless you're training, you know, for a marathon. You may be able to get that all the time, but just your average person who works, you're not going to get that because most of your day you're sitting down at a desk or, you know, not moving around as much. So, I mean, I still think that 10,000 step goal is probably is more realistic than that 15,000.
How do we get to 10,000 steps?
Yeah, so I mean, it's just doing little things throughout the day. So they say to work out at least, 25, 30 minutes a day. You know, that can be just walking in the morning or, at your lunchtime. But there are little goals that you can do or set for yourself. Don't sit down all day long. Get up every hour and make sure you're, maybe take a little walk around the office if you're able to. Go up and down the stairs a couple times. Park farther away in the parking lot. Even get up a little bit earlier in the morning and just even get a 20-minute walk in, or if you like to jog. Because even just that jump starting your metabolism in the morning is really good for you. Taking the stairs versus the elevator. Mm-hmm. A lot of offices offer standing desks. So now you can sit and stand as you work.
That's not a distraction? Some desks even have where you could pedal or pump or whatever.
Yeah, it all depends on your work, office.
Sure,
but
sure.
I know a lot of people that are able to have those type of desks. You can set a timer on your phone every, 30 minutes, maybe stand up and for 10 minutes or so, and then you can sit back down or, instead of calling someone, you can maybe just go over to their office and walk to them and just get those few extra steps in.
By the way, how far is 10,000 steps?
It's probably, because I think the 15,000 is about 7 miles.
Uh-huh.
So probably around five or so
five
around there.
Miles
yeah.
Away. Is it really possible, though, given our busy lifestyles these days, or what we claim are busy lifestyles these days, that we could actually work in 5 miles a day of moving?
I mean, I think it just depends. If you're able to get a workout in, you know, if you're able to set, you know, 30 minutes, so a time, you know, a time frame for yourself to be able to do that, I think there it is, but it's not going to be every single day. There's, you know, our lives are just too crazy these days to be able to get that 10,000 steps in.
I mean, obviously, it would maybe strengthen your calf muscles to do walking, but internally, what does that kind of movement do for us?
Yeah, so it's better for to prevent heart disease and lung issues. You know, I mean, it helps with obesity, too.
This 10,000-step goal and even maybe the 15,000, these are based on studies, I think, of postal workers in Europe, maybe specifically England or so. They spend a great deal of time on their feet. But it did make me wonder, certainly walking helps, but if you're talking about overall fitness, is it enough?
For just walking?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it depends on what type, how you're walking. If you're walking at a slow pace, I mean, there's probably some benefits to it, but not the maybe ones that necessarily that's going to maybe prevent heart disease later on. So I think you do need to add some weight training into your exercise routine. If you can find a exercise routine, you know, that works best for you, because you're only going to stick with what you like.
And then, of course, I guess you can't leave out diet as
no.
well. But Kim Hemmick, thank yes. you for being with me.
You're welcome.
Kim Hemmick is a physical therapist with Parkland Hospital System. Sunny skies for the day, a high in the lower 80s. Tonight should be mostly clear with a low around 59. It's about 50 degrees in Dallas and Fort Worth.